September 8th.
Rosh Chodesh Kislev.
Great mind. Not so simple, you know, I hear. And even with mathematics, not so simple. All right. Now, here in Shiti is the Tzramiya, the Tzuko Asuyo Kishon is possibly done. It doesn't matter. I mean, it can be as extensive as you can think, as you can imagine. Still, it's possible. Because if they also, the Achirim say, that there are Sherabino, so in other words, a real Dira has directions, has objects, has forms. Mizrach, Mayra, Tzot, and Dorot. But if it's Ogu, so it does not have the pattern of a Dira. No matter how large it is. So that is the sheet of the Achirim, but of course we don't pass like the Achirim. Omer Rabbi Yechon, Sukko Asuyo Kikipshon, it's over, circular. In Yesh Be'achetko Kitoreishet Bochot Dalet Neodom, Sheo. In other words, if in the Heke, in the circumference, you can place 24 people, so it's kosher. Vimlapsu. Now, it's a very big shield. So it could only accord with Reb, because according to the other family, so he doesn't even have to have Dalet on Dalet, just Zion on Zion. So how is it possible that he should require such a big shio that he should be able to place in the Heke, in the circumference, 24 people? So it must accord with Reb. But the question is, even according to Reb, it's too much of a shio. It's too large a shio. Kiman kirebe do la kosu kishim ba'abam salaban is psulo mele de gamre ba'am se yosi kol shinish bekei vishlish etrochim yeish dire lecha tefach mitreisa sage. Now, so Gemara now assumes, now we have our loch, now the whole suki, we discussed that when the beginning of suki, we discussed. Now, according to Rebbe, it has to have Dalet al Dalet. So how about, I mean, we discussed it according to the Chachomim of Rebbe, who say that it doesn't require Dalet al Dalet, Zayin al Zayin, Zayin Tvochen al Zayin Tvochen. Suppose the Erech is 20 Tvochen, but the Recha is both Tvochen. Does Zayin al Zayin mean the area of Zayin al Zayin? In other words, 49 Tvochim square, so it doesn't make any difference how it is shaped, whether the 49 Tvochim square is consists of Zion, Rechav Zion, Erech, or let's say, I mean, 20 Erech and 5 Rechav. As long as the area is the area, the Shetach, of Zion, Zion. Or it's halacha zayin al zayin. Now the same question, a similar question, it can be raised in connection with mezuzah. Now everybody agrees that vayishin b'dalet al dalet, vayishin b'dalet al dalet is potter mezuzah. So the Rosh says milchat mezuzah, that the shita's Rambam means that it doesn't have to be dalet al dalet. In other words, it has to have the area of dalet al dalet. In other words, area of 16 amas square. Suppose you have 8 erech and 2 amas rechav, so again you have the area of 16 amas square. So it's also, that's what the Rosh mentions in the name of the Rambam. But the Rosh is chayim. And the Rosh says, no, it's not in bayis unless it has the two dimensions, the required dimensions of length and width. In other words, of Dalet al Dalet. But if it has, let's say, if it has only 3 Amis Rechav, even if it has 100 Amis Erech, it's not a bias. That's the Rosh. But the Rosh says that the Rambam Shikim is the country. The Taz here in Yochesuke, he says that the Rambam, it's not in Mashma, that he is Chelik and Rosh. But the Rosh and the Yosef and the two, they all assume that the Rambam Shita means it doesn't have to be Dabke Dalet al Dalet as long as there's the area of 16 Amos square. And the Rosh himself Shita means it must have Dalet al Dalet. Dalet al Dalet. Now, so whatever the Shita's Rambam means, I mean, the Rishayim assume that the Shita's Rambam means it does not have to have Dalet al Dalet. Now, so we discussed it at the beginning. Now, the Bach says that Zion al Zion, we don't pass like her. And we pass through the step Zion al Zion. That's the minimum size. So, the Bach says it doesn't have to be Zion al Zion, as long as it has an area of 49 tefach square. And the Bach is Midayik from the Rosh Hashanah. We discussed it at the beginning of Sukkot. The Tatimu Medal, Mitzvah, and Kitneyeshebo, Mashitoha, the Kuntras of Afon and Barabe, Maho, the Rabiud, Bahaya, the Rabiud, who you have shown Shibon, the Shibatoch, and Mafirchi, the Dilma Rucha Tuba, Abu Huiso, the Hobashin Tvochi. Abu Huiso, the Hobashin Tvochi. Ubenero Beis here, Halias. So I wait, so it's Mubu and the Tixes, that it doesn't have to have Zion or Zion, in each dimension Zion, as long as it has the area of 49. Because he says, "Avodah of the Chomesh Yivakvah." So the Mogavrom changes the Mogavrom and the Taz. They make a correction. Avodah Yisro the Chomo El Shivatvachi, not Avodah Yisro the Chomo Shivatvachi. That means that he didn't have very chazal. Avodah Yisro the Chomo El Shivatvachi, but he had Shivatvachi, and the length was very long, very long. Why does he make the correction? Because the Mogavrom, the Taz, they both assume that it has to have both dimensions, Zion, not just the area of Zion and Zion. And the Raya, what's the Raya? The Raya is from our Gemara. Because here in our Gemara, we see that Sukkot has to be Kipshon. So it must be, the Heket must be so large that you will be able to inscribe a Merube, a square of Dalet al Dalet. If so, apparently it's a requirement that the Dalet al Dalet. So maybe the case of a circle, a circular sukkah, where you don't have Dalet al Dalet, so it must be so large that you'll be able to inscribe a square of Dalet al Dalet. I mean, sukkah in the shape of a square, Dalet al Dalet. But if by Zion al Zion we only need an area of 16, I mean of 49 tefach square. So the Mele according to Rebbe that the sukkah must have Dalet al Dalet, the requirement is only an area of 16 amos square. So why does it have to be so large that you should be able to inscribe in it a sukkah of Dalet al Dalet? So it's an area that we are marking and the two dimensions, not just on the area of Dalet al Dalet. Alright, so we discussed it in the beginning of Sukkot. Omar Abichane, Sukkot ha'asuyo ki kipsho, if yesh dekeito ki dmeishe bocha dalet me'odom sheo, vimlatsu, ki ma'am ki rebe, toma kol sukkot shikwa haba misalba amei, sipsu o, mer vegav rebam si yosi, כל שיש בקיף של שפוחים, יש בריך הטפח, בתחיס עסק. So the Gemara is so far assumed, the Makshin assumed so far, that since we in the case where the sukkah is in the shape of a square, so that it must have Dalet al Dalet, so in the case of a circle, you don't have four sides in a circle. A circle you have only a heket, an arc, that's all. You don't have any sides altogether. So in a circle, so the counterpart of Dalet, al Dalet of a square, so the counterpart in a circle is the Be'ayah. So if the requirement is that the dimensions of the Erech and the Reichav should be Dalet al Dalet, so in a circle where you don't have Mizrach, Mayim, Tzav, and Doreh, you just have an arc, a circular arc. So mainly, what is the counterpart of Dalet al Dalet of the square in the circle? What is the counterpart of Dalet al Dalet in the square? What is the counterpart of the circle? The diameter. As a matter of fact, in the Gemara calls the diameter. Yamatarecha, even though in the square, so the Recha is an end to the extremities, and the Yamata just runs through the middle. The middle. But that's the counterpart. So Melech, the more assumed, since there is a requirement of Dalet al Dalet, and in a circle you don't have sides, so the diameter is the easy loop of the sides of this square. So in other words, if the diameter is Dalet, so then it's a good sukkah. So according to the cloud, called Sheyedish, now the Gemara in Erev Daf Yud Aleph learns it out from the pasuk in Melachim. Pasuk in Melachim, Perek Zayin, pasuk of Gimel. Melachim Aleph, Perek Zayin. Pasuk of Gimel is also mentioned in Vayomim. Vayases Ayom, Mutzok, Esa Ba'amo, Misvose Yatzvose, Ogi Osobi, Vichomish Ba'amo Kevose, Vikov Shleishi Ba'amo, Yosef Yisusobi. So the Yameter was Esa Ba'amo, Tenamo, and there's a conference, Vikov Shleishi Ba'amo, Yosef Yisusobi. So that means that Kol Sheyesh Bereyavei, Tefach Yesh Be'Gevei Shleishi Ba'amo. Now, what is the formula for the circumference? 2 pi r. So it's pi d. 2 r is the diameter. So pi d. Now, so that means that of d we consider pi s3, even though it's a whole apoches 3 and 1/7, it's even a little more than 3 and 1/7. So the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnah in Erev, the first page, he discussed it, because, in other words, here the halach has to determine, because no matter how accurate you try to be, it will always be an approximation. Either a little more or a little less, it will always be an approximation, because the nature of the thing is that it can only be considered as an approximation. So the main halach has to determine. So mathematicians today, so they are particular about 4 decimal places. But that doesn't mean that our deen, so the approximation has to be 4 decimal places. Doesn't mean that. So, as a matter of fact, there is a shite that our deen, we should consider it as an approximation of 4 decimal places. That's Rabavron Barabchie Hanosi in the Sefer HaMishbeir. It's all right. But anyway, so the Rambam Pesh HaMishni, the first Perek in Erev, so he says, יש לו כל דעס כי יחס הלחס עם העבול על המסד הזה זה בלי ידוע ואי אפשר לדבר ולהתראי לו באמס וחיסון עם זו הסוג אינו מיותן כי מחשב הסקת אני קוגלי עבורו בטיבי זה לדבר ולהי ידוע apparently they musicians so apparently they were a group of philosophers who said that actually it has an exact figure, but only because we are not such good mathematicians to determine the exact figure. So he says, and he calls them Machshev Sakata Mikras Galei, I don't know, it's probably a group of medieval philosophers. So he says that's wrong. It's not because of a flaw and of a limitation in our understanding. Of course our understanding is limited, but this is not due to our limited mind. It's because of the nature of the things. No matter how accurate you try to be, so you can take it to 1,000 decimal places, you can take it to 10,000 decimal places, without a limit. But it will always be an approximation. This is what he said. Aber durch du als die Goyen verwirrt und vor Krieg und Hache hat die Schweres, wo sie sich gut in Meida, Jichus al-Achsen al-Amsabim, wie Kirun, wie der Hamefis, wo sie akirun, asher Olof Seimchen Hachme Yachochme Yisalmiriyis, wo Jichus al-Echot Mishleisho, ושליץ, וכל הגולו שיהיה בלחצן שלו עמו, יהיה בהקיפו גילו אמץ, ושליץ בגילו. So, even though the Gemara mentions that Pi is three, so he says it's approximately three, if the diameter is one, so the circumference is approximately three and one seventh. It's in other words, three and one seventh. In other words, 3.1428. So the Rambam mentions this approximation, but this seems to be contrary to the Gemara, because the Gemara mentions that we come with Kamal, we come with Kamal, we come with Dinim, Koshi Yish Bekeh Vishreisha Tvachim, Yish Berechat Tefach. So how is it? So you could say that what the Rambam means, he just wants to tell us the mathematical fact. The mathematical fact is that it is approximately, if the diameter is one tefach, one amo, so the circumference is approximately 3.14. But al-Kadim, it's not relevant. You could say that. So he says, Behold, Agulo shiye balaksin shalo amo, yiye bekei pogilo ame so shiye bekiu. Ufishesel, we do sakleilo, elo bekiu, Look for him, the Cheshvin Hagodeh, the Omu, Coach Yish Bekin, the Yimu Trochim, Yish Berech Atefa, the Song Kwal Zeba Meshuhutz, the Koelo, the Hamidido Batim. So the Rambam itself explains, even though Alpiemes, so if the diameter is one Tefa, so the circumference is more than three Trochim, it's 3 1/7, is 3 1/7 approximately, and even a little more. So he says it doesn't matter, since it cannot be determined exactly. So Mele, the Chachoni accepted a very large figure, a very large figure. Now, the Mishnah Brura in Siman, because this Indian is again coming in Achero, in Eiramim, in Sukkah, in Tumeh. I mean, in Kamo and Kamo Yoni. Whenever we deal with something, now let's say, the Gemara in Shabbos, that's the Mishnah always, now the Taloch is that if something that he has a Tefach, that has the real half tefach, so is Mayer al Gabames, so is maybe Tume. So if he came home, you'd be Mayer when he tells him to be tefach. So you have no problem. So then it's maybe the Tume. Suppose the Kilo is circular, it's a Kilo Agulo. So again, the Mishnah always, the Morel Shabbos, mentions we have to apply this principle of Koshi Yesh Bekepe, Shleishot Vochim. Yesh be reichatetach. So it's in here in Kamal and Kamal Yom. So the Mishnah Brura in Siman Shina in Beis. Now there in regard to the Halacha. Now let's say if you have two Chatzeres and if there is a wall, a solid wall without a door, without a Pesach in the wall. So then it's each chotzer, one chotzer from the other, and each chotzer has to make its own separate teret. They cannot make a joint teret. But if there is no mechitze of 10, so then let's say a wall of 5, so then they require a joint teret, not separate teret. Suppose it has a wall of 10, but there is a door, there is a pesach in that mechitze. So the halacha is rotzomarbu shnayim, rotzomarbu nachim. In other words, if it is a solid, compact wall without the pesach, let's say you have barbed wire, so that no one can even go in, there is no pesach to go through. So then each chotzer makes its own area. They cannot tune to make it combined. If there is no mechitzah then, so then they cannot make their own Erev. So then it's one chotzer. It's like 50% of the tenants in the building will decide they'll make their own Erev, they'll just ignore the other people. And they can't do it. But suppose there is a mechitzah, but there is a Pesach, so what's about Mishnai, what's about Erev? So if you have a chalei, if you have a chalei, and that is the way I do the ochel dal dal dalet, so then it's also now the shnayim, they can be ma'al of shnayim. The chalei, of course, is like a pesach because it can go through the chalei. So it's like a mechitze with the pesach. So that means if you have a chalei in the form of a square and it's dal dal dalet and the way I do it, so then it's also is ma'al of shnayim. Each one makes its own air. But suppose you have a circular, a halinogu, so the Gemara, we'll discuss it soon. So the Gemara mentioned the same aloha. In other words, you have to be able, it has to be, that halinogu has to be so extensive that you'll be able to inscribe a square hale of alba with the height of tefillah, the height of tefillah. So here, Simen Shinai Beis. Simen Shinai Beis. Sim Dalet. In Shtei Chatzilis Yom, Yuchinu Yisra'ar Yachar, Elu Kinehi Pesah Vneir, Ui Chalem Shemish Bidah Utvoch Dalet Vochi, Vili Uksose, Biseich Yutes, Hanunucho Lohoretz, Vos in Rotsu Ma'ar Yachar, Vim Rotsu Ma'ar Yachar Yachar. Because then it's in the Chitze. The Chalem of Dal Dal Dalet, the Rea Yud, is in the Chitze with the Pesah. Because through the Chalem you cannot, unless it's a Chalem that is close, or then it's not a Chalem, then it's not called the Chalem. Chalei means that it has an opening. Alright, so the Sharat Tzil, the Mishneh Berurah, it says, Ve'af al-pi, ve'af di-be'emes, ve'imah she'kos va'atinsves, v'isuki ba'fes, ve'imah she'ofu k'lam se'ko le'bua, amstol k'rechum she'balach tzener, in'achem she'nitzu tzipo k'acha, v'yish li'at yetzer, v'imzol v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v'v' יותר טלנט ממה שאומר כל שאי יותר לטבח, יש בגיפים ובפרוחים, הוא גם כן שולי בינדיבידות. אני מבין, זה פרש המשתי, אלא יש מהקיצר, ונמצא לפי זה נשרה בין קיצר, אלא אמס, אלא נזדהיתי, דלידת בכל זה קיצר, יסום חוכה חומים עלינו השיעורים, על עניונים של תאו, מפני שפה של צמצם, פועדת, ואולי הוא יום בקובל להם בסיני, שנשלו סמיך על השיעורים האלו, עד בשביל תאו, ואיך שיהיה, ונמצא לרבון, בלבד היום שלו סמיך על השיעורים האלו, וכמעט כן משמעו לרבון שם. So the Mishnah Brura says that from the Moshe Rabbah Mitzmashma that we rely on this cloud of Koshi Yidu Rekim Yishlisha Tvochim Yidu Rechad Tevach Yidu Nikule and Yidu Nedreiz. How can we rely? We correct Bishnah Yidu we understand. But Nikule, how can we rely? How can we rely on that? So he says from the Moshe Rabbah Mitzmashma that in view of the fact that it's impossible to determine an exact figure, and it will always be an approximation, even if you take it to a thousand decimal places, it will still be inaccurate. So mele the halacha has to determine. So the Chachamim took a very big figure. So he says that means that the halacha determines that it's considered as if it had been like that, even though in tzias it's not exactly like that. It's not like that. And he says, perhaps it's Aruch Lemesh Nisinai. Perhaps this comes within the shiurim, that the Aruch Lemesh Nisinai. So this also requires shiurim. In other words, how should we be Mishayel? This pi. In other words, so he says, it's Mashma from Rosh Rambam, that we rely on this flower, so he says, but no matter how the din is, one thing is clear, that the chumre we certainly rely on. But in other words, he has a certain sophie as to whether we can rely on that cloud, even we pull it. Yes?
I didn't know that text from around here though, because here we said that you have to have enough proof to stick it there, you would know Dalai Lama. We're not discussing it here.
Yeah, but when the Gemara mentions Here, so the Gemara says that we have to be capable of inscribing a dalet al dalet inside this circle. But the cheshbon of inscribing is not figured out accurately, as Tosfos points out. In a cheshbon yechol, but it's figured out according to this cloud. So apparently, two dalochim is that it's not the area of dalet al dalet. It means it has that dalet al dalet. But in the case of a circle, there is no dalet al dalet. So dalochim is it, we must be able to inscribe inside the circle a dalet al dalet. But we don't. It doesn't have to be large enough. This is what Mishnah Berurah says. It doesn't have to be large enough so that b'mtzias he will be able to inscribe, but only as long as according to the cloud of Kol She'eish, the King Kishrei Shetrochem is Berechatepa, as Kol Amsel and Rui Amsel Trechum Shebel Achseine. In other words, that means in the square root of two, it's another approximation, that the square root of two is considered the 7/5. The square root of two. Even though B'mtzias, it's a little more than 7/5. Yet, you are right. Because from this Gemara we see that the Gemara says, Lechum Galudok. Lechum Galudok. So we see that the Gemara does not want to rely on all these scrolling. Exactly. And Lechum Galudok, Loikule, then we don't say Loikule. But Lechum Galudok. So, but this is what the Mishnah Berurah says. So Mishnah Berurah says that from the Rambam it's mashma that we can rely on this quoting of Kol She'eish, Kol Amsel Lo Yamsel Trechum Shebel Achseine, or Kol She'eish Tefach Yesh Lekim Shleish Atrochim Inu Lipuvei Liman Rach. But here, Ich She'eish, one thing is clear, that Lechum that we certainly rely on that. And he says, and in the Rabbonoch, I think he says you're the Russian. Ve'ech she'yeh b'milze de'rabonon b'vada yesh nispecha l'ashur v'meir. So, he is disposed to the shite that we can rely even on the raisim and even we could it. But ye'ech she'yeh in regard to the rabonon we certainly can rely on this growing even we could it. But perhaps vis-a-vis the raisim we cannot rely on we could it. But he says that from the Rambam it's mashma that even vis-a-vis the Raisa we can rely little now. So this is what Mishnah Berurah says. The Oruch HaShulchan says the same thing in the Sreikas. I mean, because this cheshb of Kol She'eish Be'Reir B'Tepach Yeish Be'Kei Kishrei Shetrochim is negay in Sreikas also. In other words, if let's say if the bone of the skull was nifchas, a certain shiur, so then the behemoth is a train. Simulamet, in the Chesreifes, Sif Yedim, shiur sel, nifchis o me'etze, from the spot, in Chosem Mem Gisela Tvein, Tirshi Yesh Chisom in Koze, is Kalt Lako. Because there's a cloud. In other words, that if there is such a diminution in the spot of Gisela, so then it's destined that the membrane of the brain will also deteriorate. So Mele it's considered as if it deteriorated already in its brain. Shio Sela, קוצר רבין אבס יוסף שהוא שליש דפח תראים השליש דפח או שליש דפח אובו ובהקט it's גיסלה. So what is גיסלה? שליש דפח ובהקט הווה תפח וכל שיש בהקיפי תפח הווה עורך אף שליש דפח ומראו ביסר הלאי ורבי גישי יותר אף שנחש מדוק די כל כך לפי כך מהמידייס מכל מוקים התאיר או גוז עולים די בי וזה. And we zeu she shani over the mitim of the gente we give the tefa so is it for him the tefa we show the more anemile we may be yam so slain So in other words, it's a gross akosu. It's a gross akosu. That we do not have to consider this fraction. I mean, even as big a fraction as 1/7, 1/7 plus, we do not have to consider. So the Baruch Hashem Kol and Mishnah Berurah, they say the same thing. The Gur Ari, it is Maral Mepor, and the Yerim, and Dak Yudale, he says the same thing. In his own Shikha, that we learn out that from Yam Shoshmeimei, the Pasuk says that the diameter was 10, and the circumference was 30, but actually it was more than 30. So why doesn't the Pasuk tell us that it was more than 30? The answer is, the more than 30, this excess above 30 is not important. We don't have to consider it. So that means that in Rikule, in vis-a-vis the Reise, we regard this cloud of Koshi Yeish Bekevish Meshet Tochim Yeish Berechatech. Now, Kabakron Barachie in Sifrat Yishberes, he says, that actually, it is more than three. If the diameter is one, so the circumference is more than three, and it is more than 3 1/7. And he says, and he also points out about the Rambam. I mean, he was the biggest Rambamer of Avraham Barachiyeh. The Baramoya mentions him in Rosh Hashanah. He was one of the outstanding astronomers and mathematicians in medieval ages. So he writes in his Sefer that the Earth revolves around the Sun, not as Ptolemy assumed that the Sun revolves around the Earth, and because of that, the Balamoya. So Balamoya also says that the Earth, he was shown, revolves around the Sun. The Rambam adapted the Ptolemaic concept that the Sun revolves around the Earth. So he says, so Rabbi Gombar Abkhiri mentioned this Gemara, and he says that whenever there is a question in Odom Mechavir, let's say there is a Bittorah litigation between two Shechem, and we have to figure out in the moments how much is to be given to each shooter or to each other. So then we cannot rely on Rikule upon this Cheshbon. In other words, if, let's say, we know that the diameter of a certain circular object, or let's say, suppose you have a piece of land that is circular, I mean, you can have that too. So if we know that the diameter, let's say, of that circular piece of land, is, let's say, one amo, so then will be miyabes esadi, if the best will pass me that is entitled only to 30. I mean, to 3. But he has to get 3 1/7. And even 3 1/7 is not accurate enough. But he says, we have to, when we get this approximation, I mean, so he says that it has to be 3 1/17 120ths. So, in terms of decimals, so Rabbi Gombar Abkhiyeh says, in other words, if we say 3 1/7, so then it will be, in terms of decimals, 3.1428, if you want to express it to 4 decimals. 3.1428. But he says that 3 1/7 is not accurate enough, is not a good approximation, so it has to be 3 1/17 120ths. Or in terms of decimals, it will be 3.1415. That's what he says. 3.1415. Where did he get this approximation of 3 1/17 120ths? That's more than 1/7. But this is all approximation. So why is this approximation better an inadequate condition. So he has a whole chesed. The whole chesed. I went through it, but I mean, I wouldn't be able to do it. He has a whole chesed that in the Yamshel Shleime. So there was, in other words, it was 10 tvochim together from, in other words, this is the circular thing. Okay, yes, I agree. So it was 10 amor, the diameter was 10 amor from here to here. So in other words, so you had the Uvei Hadeven on both sides also, but that was very little. And that's why, so he makes a cheshbon that now it was the inner circumference inside it was there, and then why was it that it, but it should have been more than 30? The answer is, if you were to draw a line from here to here, then it wouldn't be 10. It wouldn't be 10, but it was 10 from here to here. So that includes the Uvei Hadeven on both sides. And according to the Psukim, the Lohim, the Rayomi, he figures out that Cheshbon is based upon this approximation of 3 and 1720. I mean, it's not important to spend time on these Cheshbons. So that's the Shite. Oh, so then he says, what the Gemara says, Kol She'eish, Be'kei V'shleishat Lohim, Yej Berichat Tepach, so that's only L'chumre. And the Misa Be'etah, what it in the moment is. So we have to figure out exactly. And what? But there is no exactly, because it's always vaccination. So he figures out that the Cheshbon of in other words, with the Yamsha Shleime, it was 10 from the outside point to the outside point. The diameter was 10. So from the inside point to the inside point, it was a little less than 10. So he figures out that it is based, it was 30 on the basis of this approximation, that pi should be considered as 3 and 1720. So in the Nomomenes, we have to figure it out exactly according to that Zeras Apostle. But since it requires very minute calculations, so maybe the Hachonim or Misake, that in Isa Beheter, in the Suri, so the Chumre with the Rabbonon, we should consider piously, but only the Chumre, but Rabbonon. That's the Shite of the Rabbonon Rabbi. Now, then, the Tashbats, Chilikale, Chilis Tashbats, Simon Kup Samachay, so he has a whole Chumre. He has a whole Chumre, where the Shite of the Tashbats apparently was influenced by the Shite of the Avraham Barakhiyeh, that to consider pi as 3 is only Takonis Chachomim, and it's only the Chumre in Israel, but in the moment, whenever there is a litigation between one person and another, so we have to determine it exactly. And what is exactly? So the exactly is also the approximation. But that's the approximation that is implicit in the positive Rayomim law. Is 3 and 1720. That's the Sheol. But then the Tashbats in the Shuvah to the Sheol says that everything that he said, in other words, what Rabban Barakhiyeh says, Rabban Barakhiyeh's Cheshbonis, in other words, that it was 10, the diameter was 10 from here to here, but from here to here it was a little less than 10, and still it was inside the head, inside was 30. So the melee that was on the basis of 3 and 1720 years. So he says, they were given this, and he rejects the whole thing. And then he says, but this cloud is a cloud that the Chachamim mentions, since it can only be an approximation. So the Chachamim mentioned that cloud. So he has his topic. So the Tashbats has his topic. He says like this. One alternative is that the whole thing is that the whole thing is a halachah mishmi sinai. Halachah mishmi sinai. Like shurim halachah mishmi sinai. And it has to be considered in the Even we could. Even we could. Then another alternative here is the Tashbats, that it's not that we have to consider this cloud, even we call it the Raisi. But in regard to the Raisi, so we call it, we cannot rely on it. So in other words, but the Chumre, we have to apply this rule, that Paisi. Only Chumre. Only Chumre. But vis-a-vis the Raisi, so we must make sure that it has that. So of course, we always have to be a little more. I mean, the Chumre. So there are two alternatives in the Tashbat. All right, now, let's see this in mind. Kimam kirebe doma kosu kishin baaba misal baame is psulo. Ner de gavre dam si yosi. So you know this, you would coach in the kibish is profi is the chatefa. So the mele, since by nogu, we don't have sides, dalal adal is not chaya, so what is the counterpart of dalal adal? A diameter dalal. Now either the diameter is dalal, according to this cheshin, so the circumference must be 12. So why does he say Chodalet Leodo? 12 is enough. Kol Sheik gives only in the top of the place aside. So the Gemara says, now let's see the Rashi. Kol Sheik Kiman, Kidoi Kikivshon, Kakul of Lesb Yachir, Kidoi Shibor Svin, Sat, Hekei Pom Nefli, Kiman Boi Rabi Yechef, Shudei Lo Kol Karach Kerebe, Kol Sheik Kiman, Kidoi Kikivshon, Kidoi Kikivshon, Kidoi Kikivshon, Kidoi Kikivshon, Kidoi Kikivshon, So even according to Rebbe, he's the largest, he mentioned the largest shield. So, but why 24? So, why 24? So 12 should be enough. So the Gemara says, Hanen mile vi gule, abu gule buye vayet vei. Hanen mile di behek, gimu ike rapche tefach, bei gule. Rechap tefach, yesh bei gulot, vichol, obu leho beo ben zoe. Vanam bimun dala damis bimun boyes, שיהיה אבא מצדאו, כמו באמצע, ובריבוע יקה הגר להפרעי. So the male, that's why you require that the hekev should be large enough to place 24 people. So then the moral is the next question. מל וקם אומרו בייסר על איגו נביא בישיץ הסאג בישיץ הסאג what does Rashi say? מל וקם אומרו בייסר על איגו נביא מסניסני במסכס מילס ועבורים בתשע מילס ועדבורים תראו אליי דילו אמו אגולו חוט של אישה וישמע כיפו ואמו מרובס וחוחות דלת ניסיים ואמו חובה נבוא איזה גמור אסק סינס מרובי זה יסר עלי ובביר סו בישית זה הנסעג סו וואי פני נבוא גמור אסיום that each person occupies an hour. So in other words, so if the hekev must be so large that you could place on the hekev 24 people, that means so he says no, if you could place 16 people, if the hekev in the circumference is 16 amo, it should be enough. It should be 1 second, please. So if you place 16 people, if the hekev is 16, so it should be enough. Why would it be enough? So the more now assume. The Gemara now assumed, according to Rashi, the Gemara now assumed, since there is a halacha of dalet al dalet, and it's not an inyan of area of dalet al dalet, of 16 amos square, it's an inyan of dalet al dalet mamish. So when they were put by the circle, you don't have dalet al dalet, you don't have any sides. So then, you must have, according to Rashi, so the Gemara now assumed that it must have the same perimeter as the perimeter of the Dalet al Dalet Merub. What is the perimeter of the Dalet al Dalet Merub? The whole heck, the perimeter. The Dalet al Dalet Merub is 16. So the melee in the circle must be large enough so that the perimeter, now what is the perimeter? as the hekek, the circumference, should be 60. This is what Gemara said. Now, 1 second, please, let me explain it. So Rashi says, the Gemara says, Hamid will be nothing without the way. In other words, if you have a Merube square, and then you describe a circle inside the Merube, Avo Ribua did not think we got with Gule by a tray, Mishimosh, Mehosh, and Karma say, let's see the Rashi. Hamim will decide the sheets of high time. The Merube Yasra will be all, be Gule did not think we got with Gua. He be key for his of the Hucho design Amo, be Kalaka with the Gua, Tinsu be say, hey, Abba, the Gua, eh, Abba, the boys. Now, so, now, the first Rashi, because this says he's Masik and Rashi. Mer become Merube Yasra will be all. Masnis new Misakas Minis. The Aboy Mitesha Minis, but go in the middle of the night. The Amo Aguo, Hucho Mishamis Makiko. The Amo Mirubas, Sliho Hudal, and Sengu Amo Hoba. So what is this Kashi? I don't want to go over all the Hedbinis in this thesis. But this is essentially just Rashi. Why does, how does Rashi demonstrate the fact that, that Merubo is Yisrael and Igu Revia? By means of taking the chut. So if you take a chut, Tummies will encompass the Turk. But if you want to take a hood to encompass a Merube square, each side of which is one amor, so then you need a hood of Dalek in Sego Amokua. So that only proves. So that proves Mer the Kama Merubo Yesar Aligo Meria. Now, this fact that Kama Merubo Yesar Aligo Meria, and it has reference to an ego dinofic regal, Revua, that is descriptive of the circumference, of the relative sizes of the circumference, and also, of the perimeters. So in circle we call it circumference. And in square we call it perimeter, and it's also descriptive of the relative size of the areas, because if it is true of the circumference and of the area. Now, for example, if you have, let's say a square, if you have a square of dalet al dalet, and then you inscribe the circle inside that square. So the diameter is also Dalet. The diameter of the circle is also Dalet. Now, so what is the perimeter of that circle? If it is Dalet, the perimeter of the Merubo of the square. What is the perimeter? Each side is four amos. So the perimeter is 16 amos. Now, what is the circumference of the circle that is inscribed inside the square that is Dalet al Dalet? So that's 1 second. So you take the diameter. The diameter is also Dalet. The diameter is Dalet. So then, now, so the diameter is Dalet. So now what's the formula for the circumference? 2 pi r. So 2 r, that's the diameter. So that the Yama Tera is Dalet. So that's four. And then times pi. And pi, and pi, and pi is three. So it's three times four. So it's 12. So that means that the size of the circumference of the circle that is inscribed in the Mehubo of Dalet al Dalet Ames is 12, whereas the perimeter of that Mehubo in which the circle is inscribed is 16. So that means 12 out of 16. So it's 3/4. So this cloud of Merde Kamon Mehubo Yeis Aleigo Revi. Revi, so Bishitza Sage. So that is Kamon Mehubo Yeis Aleigo Revi is descriptive of the relative sizes of the perimeter and the circumference of the circle that is inscribed in the square. So in other words, if the size of the perimeter of the Mehubo in which the circle is inscribed is 16, so the size of the circumference of the circle inscribed in that Mehubo is 12. So it's 3/4. This is descriptive of the relative sizes of the perimeter and the circumference. But this cloud is also true of the relative size of the areas. Now, so if you have this Mehubo, so what is the area of this Mehubo? 16 amas square. Now, what is the size of the area of the circle that is inscribed inside the Mehubo? Now, it's the formula is pi r square. Now, r is the radius. Now, since this is the diameter is 4, so the radius is half, is 2. So 2 square is 4 times pi, and pi is 3. So it's 3 times 4, so it's 12. So again, 3/4. So when the Gemara said, when the Gemara mentions that Kamo Mehubo Yeis Aleigo Revi, so it's descriptive of two facts. First of all, it's descriptive of the relative sizes, perimeter versus circumference, and it's also descriptive of the relative sizes of the areas of the Mehubo and the circle. Now, Rashi explains it, so he says, but Vorin literally night. So what does that demonstrate? That demonstrates only one fact. In other words, that in respect to the relative sizes of the perimeter and the circumference, there is a relationship. There is a ratio of 3/4. In other words, that the size of the circumference inscribed in the square is 3/4 of the size of the perimeter of the Mehubo in which the circle is inscribed. But that doesn't tell us anything. This demonstration doesn't prove us anything in respect to the relative, to the relationship between the size of the area of the circle and the area of the Mehubo. So this is what you can establish a cloud that if something is descriptive of the relative sizes of the perimeters, so that the same relationship is the same ratio is true as to the relative sizes of the areas. It's not so. So how does Rashi content himself by explaining this cloud by pointing out you can see it empirically? You just take a hood. So if you want to, with this hood, to encompass a Mehubo that has a rechav of an amor, so then you need, the hood has to be four amis long. And if you want, with the hood to encompass a circle, in which the diameter is an amo, so the chut has to be only three ames long. So that only proves that this relationship in respect, the relationship between the circumference of the circle and the perimeter of the merube, but it doesn't prove the relationship, the ratio between the area of the circle and the area of the merube. This is do he says the otu tavla aguo shel dalet al dalet ames sal kedai tok shel mazeke sal kedavo shel dimo al dimo mukboyin levishachuta bakite yidosi shobe vau shikitachle tavle shel dimo al dimo mukbe al dimo mitzui israelera vishol shel mitzui israelera vrecha loitim tok intes shel amo al amo vitavla aguo shel dalet al dalet al kof kish vo yveis mitzui shel al amo shahadu vipua shel dalet al dalet shenachle kedavo mitzui shel vashat amo lo okei vichim lorbe tipzo bo itezayin mitzui shel amo al amo ומרובה עם יסר על איגו על לבי ניצוס התאינו שעבור עם פייס אמר על אמר so אלו פעד אין חי בחוץ של הכל כבר oh but then he says ואין ניתן עד יצוע של ימיס אירך על דרך אמר חוץ של לבי סמו ועקיבו כשתביא על החלק ומצוי של אמר אמר אין בו לחומש אמיס והי לטיימר ושאתם מולי החוק לרבוע הם לחומי צל לזוב יס ושאתם מולי חייבי יר מרחי להיבר ולמבונו oh so the question is how can we demonstrate that this is true not only in respect to the relative sizes of the perimeters, but it's also true in respect to the relative sizes of the areas. So he proves it. Okay, it's a very fine, brilliant demonstration. I mean, without formulas, so tasteless demonstrates it very well. But what's the pshat in Rashi? I mean, Rashi assumed that there is an equation between a relationship between the perimeters and the relationship between the areas. We know it's not so. So how is it that Rashi contented himself by just demonstrating one fact of Tamo Mugubo Yisali Modabi? The fact in respect to the relative sizes of the perimeters, but it doesn't demonstrate that this is also true in respect to the relative sizes of the areas. The answer is here is not relevant. True, this cloud that is mentioned in Midas applies not only to the relative sizes of the perimeters, it applies to the relative sizes of the areas also. But the reason is why. The reason is why the Rashi only demonstrates that there is a relationship of 3 to 4 in respect to the relative sizes of the perimeters, because this is the only thing that is nigeras here. The relationship between the relative sizes of the areas doesn't concern us. Why? Apparently, Rashi Shiti is that according to Rebbe, that the suke must have dalet, so that means that it should be large enough. Why dalet is large enough? Because if it is dalet, so just on the perimeter of the suke, let's say if the suke is built in the form of a square, So then, you can place along with the perimeter a certain number of people. So that's dalet al dalet. In other words, so the perimeter is 16. So you can place. That's why it's considered a bias, because without placing 16 people, you know, in such a way that they push each other, you know, so we can place 16 people along the perimeter of the Tvani Sasuk, and they will not be pushed one to another. So Mimele, so that's in a suke that is in the form of a square. But if the suke is in the form of a circle, so then the important thing is that it should have the same circumference as the perimeter of the Alamal. So now it's true that this cloud of Melde Kamo Merugo Yisrael Eagle Debris applies not only to the relative sizes of the perimeters. It applies to the relative sizes of the areas too. But it doesn't concern us. Hashem doesn't have to demonstrate to prove everything that is mentioned by Chazal in the whole of Shas. Rashi wants to demonstrate this mathematical proposition that is negiah us. And as far as the size of the sukkah is concerned, so the important thing is that it should have the same perimeter as the perimeter of the sukkah baladalet. What is the perimeter of the sukkah baladalet? 16. So the melee in the sukkah agulo, the circumference must be 16. So that's why the Gemara says, Mer de kamo mehubo yisraelu, revi b'shitzasage. So that was the machnesium that all we need is that the sukkah agulo should be so large that the perimeter or the circumference of the sukkah agulo should be equal to the perimeter of a sukkah of dalet dalet. What is the perimeter of a sukkah of dalet dalet? 16. So merely the sukkah agulo, if the circumference is 16, so it's not. So why do we need 24? So then the word in the Torah is, Hanukkah the Yudra of Vikri Davri Vuhi. Abu Ribuy of Yofi, Davri Vuhi, by Tvei. Mishim Roshe Likar Nese. So in other words, so here we need, it has to be, the sukkah agulo has to be so large that you could construct. Inside the sukkah agulo, you should be able to construct a sukkah mirubo or dalet al dalet, and so that you could place 16 people inside the sukkah mirubo that is constructed inside the sukkah agulo. So then we want to ask another question. Mer de kolam se de rebuy am se de khum she ba wa khsayde bi shif sa ma ke khum she sage. So in other words, we have the power. The kolam se de rebuy am se de khum she ba khsayde. That means, in other words, this is, I mean, that a square plus b square equals c square. So that means, so if that one side is wrong, and this side is wrong, so then the diagonal is the square root of 2. So what now, square root of 2 again is an approximation. There is no exact figure. It always has to be an approximation. So that's another halacha, that we regard the approximation of amso trei chumshe balach seid. In other words, that the square root of 2 is 7/5. Is 7/5. So in other words, so the mele, if you have dalet al dalet, if you inscribe a dalet al dalet inside the circle, so the diagonal of that meruga of dalet al dalet that is inscribed inside the circle is so this is 4, each side is 4, so the mele. The diagonal would be, according to the Cheshbon of Amsel Berbuy Amsel Chechum Shebalach Seine, so it will be 4 times 2/5, so it's 8/5, so it's 1 and 3/5, so that means 5 and 3/5. So if you constructed a rubber of dalet inside, so that means that the diagonal of the merube inside, which is also the diameter of the circle, is 5 3/5. Now, so then, applying the other cloud of kol sheyesh b'rokbe tefach yesh b'kevish leishatvohim, the rokbe is the diameter. Now, if the diameter is 5 3/5, so the heck of the circumference is 3 times 5 3/5. So 3 times 5 is 15, and 3 times 3/5 is 9/5. So So it says, so then it means 9/5, so it's 1/5 less than 2 extra. So that means 17 minus 1/5. So now the glaubst du, wo haben sie die Funktion gesehen? Wie schiebst du nach der Funktion sage? So in other words, so why does it require that you should be able, that the circle should be so large that you should be able to place 24 people, that means 24 hours, as long as the circumference will be 17 4/5 hours. So it's a question of suke. Why does it require it should be, the circumference should be 24? So the Gemara says, if he said, let's say, that the circumference has to be 18 or 17, then you will understand. He doesn't want to mention fractions, but he mentions such a big figure, 24, when actually, if it has a circumference of 17 4/5, that means, if it has 17 minus 1/4, so, in other words, 16 4/5, so it will be not. So, even I'm going to go put it to the mountain, not going to go. I'm going to go, she's 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 going to go. So then, the Kabirchen requires 24, the heck should be 24 hours or not. Put it down, the guitar, the answer, yes, three people can occupy 2 hours. Now, 24 people, so how many times 3 is it? It is 8 times 3, and each 3 people occupy 2, so 8 times 2 is 16. Come, how many sheets are 16? Anan sheets are not a chum shebino. But actually, according to the Hashbeinis, the circumference should be more than 16. It should be 16 4/5. And you say, and Rabbi Yochanan says, if the circumference is 16, it's enough. So, Lundok, Eman Amrino Lundok, Rehunga, Rehunga, Amrino Lundok. Omale Rabashe, Rabashe, Leilon Gavre Ramsios. Leilon Gavre Ramsios. So you ask, so then, if God is the Amsi Yossi, so then 16 will be no. Why does he say 24 people? Now let's see the Rashi. Now let's see the Rashi. Mikin Gabra Kabirchen, Mikin Gabra Likokoshi. We say Chasuk, Elos Miseo Mibachutz, Hoeim Elo Yeshiva. Hare Pechasko Minachespe, Mirecha Poigo, Shteyamis, Al Shteyamis. שאתה סייב ואי בחוץ, ואי בחוץ, הקייב יסרים והבוא, אתה מציא בסייכי, שמינו על שמינו, וכל שיש בקייב ישרישו, יש ברור בטפח. ועכשיו שאת פניץ מפנימו ובשופון, אין מרוחת על שישה על שישו, דור גברי, בים זה יוסי, ויצא אצלך עמו מזה ועמו מזה, לכל צער. נראה, ונגיע לכם נסה, that if the circle is circular, so then we must, the circumference must be so large that you could place 24 people. Rabbeichen doesn't mean that you should be able to place along the circumference inside the circle 24 people. No, he means that the circumference should be so large that outside the Tvanis Asuke, the circle of Tvanis, you should be able to place 24 people. Now, that means, and the Upe of each person is an Amma. So in other words, like this, it was the diameter. The diameter here. So, was 5 4/5. The diameter here was 5 4/5. Now, since the 24 people will be sitting outside, and they have a width of the tefach, so that way you have to draw another circle around this circle. and another cell around this cell. So in other words, so that means you, so you lengthen, you extend this diameter by 1 amo each way. This way 1 amo, and this way 1 amo. Now, since from here to here the diameter is 5 4/5, so from here, if you draw another circle around this circle, so from here to here will be 7 4/5. 7 4/5. So actually 7 4/5. So why does he say 24? That means that it's 8. That the diameter is 8. The diameter is 8. So if the diameter, in other words, of the iglach, it's 8. In other words, so you have now 2 iglui. You have the iglach mini and you have the iglach tzein. Now, so the diameter of the iglach tzein is 8. So then according to Hashem, the diameter of the iglach tzein is 8. So the circumference of the iglach tzein is 24. 24. Actually, so that means, actually, so a man shifts up. But if you subtract the two, so then it will be, so, so in words, so we can, so actually, if you could place 24 people outside, so inside you would be able to place 18, because there is an amo this way and an amo that way. So if the circumference, if the outer circumference has a heket of 24, so that means that the inner circumference, so is 18. But actually, if it is shifsa, tamisore, be shifsa like a functions idea, but 16 4/5 is enough. How do we do? We hung a little. Alright. Now, Rabona de Kisre, the Amrelo, Dayona de Kisre, Amre, Igure did not do not be that Igure living. Igure did not keep you that Igure found it. The Noy, the Hazino, the Havikolash. Now, this is the difficulty mark. So the Rabona de Kisre, according to Rashi, the Rabona de Kisre, they say, so the first teretz of the Gemara is that Rabbi Yechanan requires that there should be, that the circumference should be 18 inside. So when he mentions 24 people, there's the outer circumference of the outer him. So that means the inner circumference has to be 18. Actually, if we had been exact, so it would require only 16 4/5. But the chumre, that's the first washing in Rabbi. Then Rashi explains it. Rabbonim b'kisrei amre leilu mikedav rabino. So whereas according to the first teretz, So Rabbi Yechanan requires by circle sukkah that it should have an inner circumference of 18 amo, and it's a chumra min rabbonim 18. In other words, the right thing has to have an inner circumference of 16 4/5, but the chumra min rabbonim, it has to have an inner circumference of 18. Now the second teretz, Rabbi Yitzchak says, no, that Rabbi Yechanan requires that it should have an inner circumference of 24, not 18, an inner circumference of 24. Why? Because they were making double dinner. Let me say, by the Babamas, the Guren Gabu Guerri Mofit Noribua, Kishatoi, Kilesam Rupon, they say, hey. So, if you have a circle inscribed in the Rubo, So how much does the area, I mean it's true of the area and the perimeter of both, so how much is the area of the circle in relation to the area of the merubo 3/4? So I'm really good enough at the gabriel, I mean we saw it, that this cloud of Kama Mehubi Yisar Ego Rivia, so applies to the relative sizes of the perimeters as well as to the relative sizes of the areas. So if you inscribe a circle in the Mehubo, it doesn't matter whether the Mehubo is 4x4 or 5x5 or 6x6, it applies to all cases. So then, so in other words, the size, the area of the circle inscribed in the Mehubo is 1/4 less of the area of the Mehubo in which the circle is inscribed. Now that, I mean, no one can test that. You see, that's according to the Chesh. I mean, of Kol Amse the Ribuy Amse the Chum Shebalach Seir. So Yigule did not pick me up Ribuy and Vive. Ribuy did not pick me up Yigule Paul Gay. But if you inscribe a square inside the circle, so let's say, suppose you inscribe a square of Arba Al inside the circle, so then Kishatom Rabbi Yabisei Choyigo. Here is the difficult question. Kishatom Rabbi Yabisei Choyigo. Atomeitzi mimeni chotzi ashiu hamisha boi. The haimu tilted kulei. So when you inscribe a dalet al dalet square in a circle, so then he says in respect to the perimeter, Rashi said, in respect to the perimeter. So then atomates in many hotzi ashir amishapay that it tilted the gule hilkach mishish esri ribua so hoyig la makife sovi liyis esri the alba. So in other words, if you want to inscribe a square of dalet al dalet, so what is the perimeter of the square of dalet al dalet? 16 amot. So then the circumference of that circle in which you want to inscribe a square that has a perimeter of 16, so the circumference of that circle has to be 24. So that means it's a third, and it's totally good. In other words, if the perimeter of the circle is 24, and the perimeter of the Mehubo is 16, so it's by 8 less than the perimeter of the circle. So that's a third of the perimeter of the Mehubo, or half, in other words, half of the 16 that represents the perimeter of the Mehubo. But that's not so. So the Gemara says, Biroi. So Mehle, that explains Rabbi Yehuda. In other words, if we assume that this is a mathematical fact, in other words, that in order to inscribe a Mehubo that of Dalet al Dalet, so then the circle must have a circumference of 24, if that had been true, then we could understand this why Rabbi Yehuda says. As to why Rabbi Yechon says in Yisuka Asuyo Kekifsho in Yesh Be'akeh for Kedoreishin Bo Chodalim Yodim Sheho, because in other words you inscribe here in Mehubo of Dalet by Dalet, so in other words only if this circumference is 24, then you'll be able to inscribe in Mehubo the perimeter of which is 16. But this is not so. So Gemara says, so if that had been so, so then Rabbi Yechon could be explained. But the Gemara says, "V'loi do kachazinon do lahavikula, lahavikula." We know that it's not like that. That it doesn't have, in order to inscribe in the loop of dalet dalet, so the circumference of the circle has to be only 16 4/5 amot, not 24. It's not like that. So the question is, what did the Rabbanu and the Kisra say? What is it? They didn't know what they are saying. So this is what Tesis is asking against Rashi. So three times that, so 16 and 4 fifths, not 24. So how did the Rabbanan the Kisra even for a moment assume that in order to be able to inscribe a square and merube of Dalet al Dalet, so the circle in which you inscribe that merube must have a circumference of at least 24? We know that if the circle has a circumference of 16 and 4 fifths, other, so we can already inscribe. You can already inscribe a merube of Dalet al Dalet. That's the cash. Now, let's see what Eishu says on this Rashi. Pirez bekuntres, ki asha to merabeya b'secho yigu, ato leitron menu chotzi ashiyo amishabe, dahayme tilte dekul, hilkach ushiseshe ribua, tzor cho yigu amakif eisobi ifri is chobdal. Vidobotenu ze, mayin ze itzel ze, this is true. That's true, ligabi deere. Ligabi deere. So in other words, if you have if you want to inscribe a merube in a circle, a merube of dalet al dalet in a circle, what will be the area? The area of that merube that you inscribe will be 16 amot. So then the circle in which you want to inscribe this merube has to have an area of 24. That's true. But not the circumference of 24. So it seems that the Rabbanan the Kisra confused circumference with area. This is inconceivable. That's the discussion. Pirish bekuntres kishato merabeya b'secho yigo ato neitro nemenu chotzi ashir anishabe da'ay netilte dikule hilkach mishish esri ribua tzorecho yigo amakifei sovi lias chodalot vidobotenu uze mayin zei tzol zei. So that's the kasha that Jesus raises against Rashi. Now, to say that according to Rashi, so that's exactly the reason why the Gemara says Meloi. What? That is Miyashi the Gemara, but it's not Miyashi the Rabbanan the Kisra. So that means Rabbanan the Kisra made such a fundamental mistake. They confused circumference with area. How is it possible? Now, I think that it can be explained, the Rashi can be explained. In other words, we see that there is one mandoma, the Achil, who say that Sukkah Asuyo Kisheva is Psoch. Sukkah Asuyo Kisheva is Psoch. Why? Because Sukkah has to be in Diraskeva, and the Diraskeva, it binds, has to have sides, has to have Mizrach, Mayrit, Tzof and Dorit, and the circle has no sides. Well, there is no one point where you can begin. You can begin at any point on the circle. So mainly, it's not a box. That's the Shita of Dachir. But Rabbi Yechanan is Chayit. But Rabbi Yechanan accords with the Shita of Rebbe. So here, Rebbe also agrees that Sukkot is the Raskeva Bino. Sukkot is the Raskeva Bino. And we see from the whole Gemara, and this is what the Mogavon, the task, the doubt, that it's not Dalet al Dalet is not a requirement just of an area of Dalet al Dalet of 16 hours square, but it's a requirement of dimensions, Dalet al Dalet, Rechav and Derech. Now, so if it is obvious, whether it's the form of a square, or the form of a rectangle, or the form of a parallelogram or a trapezoid, so we have no problem. Because you can have the two dimensions. You can have Rechav Dalet and you can have Erev Dalet. But when the Sukkah is built in the shape of a circle, then you don't have dimensions of Erev and Rechav. So apparently, Rabbanan the Kisra assumed, and the Gemara rejected, But the Rabbanon Baruch Kisra did not make a mistake in mathematics. But the Rabbanon Baruch Kisra assumed, since according to Rebbe, there is a requirement that it must have the dimensions of Erach and Rechav. Now, so at first the halakha of the Gemara was that if the Hekel is 3, is 12, so it's a good sukkah. Why? Because since in a sukkah that is in the form of a square, so you must have both dimensions. Erach and Rechav should be 4, so in a sukkah that is in the shape of a circle, so then the diameter has to be 4, that's all. Now, in order that the diameter should be 4, so the circumference must be 12. So the Gemara said, no, that's not enough. In other words, a diameter of 4 is not a good substitute for Erach Daled and Rechav Daled in this way. But the Rabbanan de Kisra said, since there is a requirement that all the dimensions, the Erach and the Rechav should be Daled, now, that means, so, if the Erech and the Rechav are Dalet, so what is the perimeter? 16. Now, so in a circle, the circle must be so large, the circumference must be so large, that the perimeter, after all, circumference is not perimeter. Circumference means the sum total of all the sides. In a circle, you don't have any sides, but you do have sides. What kind of size you have? You have the two diameters. The diameter that goes chasse and the diameter that goes out. So in Melee, the sum total of the two diameters represent, according to Rabbanan de Kisra, they represent the perimeter. In a circle. In a square or in a rectangle or a trapezoid, the parallel of them. So then the perimeter consists of all the four sides together, of the total of all the four sides together. That's the perimeter. But in a circle, you cannot say it. So the halakha of Gemara was, that it's the one diameter is like if one diameter 4, so that means that's like a ruga that has all the sides 4. But then the Gemara rejected. So now the Rabbanan de Kisra assumed that in view of the fact that in a circle you don't have sides, so the melee, the circumference must be so large that the two diameters together will be equal to the perimeter of a merube that can be inscribed. Now, so of a merube that can be inscribed. Now, in other words, if you will inscribe in a circle, if the circle is so large that you will be able to inscribe a merube that the diameter, I mean, so if it will be so large that the diameters of that circle will be equal to the perimeter of a Yehuda of Dalla Dalit. What is the perimeter of a Yehuda of Dalla Dalit? 16. So in other words, the circumference must be so large that the two diameters together will be equal to 16. So in other words, if the circumference is 24, so then the diameter would be 8. Now, so one diameter 8, and the other diameter, there is one diameter chasse and one diameter are. So mainly the two guys, so it would be 2 times 8, so it would be 16. So that means that you have to be able to be mirabe inside, not a mirube of Dalai, but a mirube according to the Cheshm of Kol Amsel Ribuye, or Amsel Trechum Shebalach Seine, so it will come out that the circumference must be so large that that each side of the merube will be five and three sevenths. 5 3/7. If each side will be 5 3/7, so then the diagonal, according to Cheshbon of Kalamse the Rebuy Amsel Chechum Shevelachsene, so the Alachs will be 8. So then the Heket will be 24. So this is what the Rabbon of Yisra said. The reason is why Rabbi Yechon said that Sukkah Asuya prescription, so the circumference inside must be 24, because we have our law that there must be a Mehub of Dalla Dalla. Now we certainly don't have a Dalla Dalla, but in Mehub of Dalla Dalla we have a perimeter of 16. So the melee, what is in lieu of the perimeter in a square, what is it in a circle? The two diameters together, not one diameter, but the two diameters together, the diameter that is Shaseh, the diameter that is Aaron, should be equal to 16. So in other words, so that means that the diameter must be 8. The diameter of the circle must be 8. So then the each side of the Mehube must be approximately 5 3/5. 5 3/5. So this is what Rashi says. Avruhua migavikume pauge, kashatem rabeya bisechoigu. Atomates in the men of Hoti Ashir and Ishabel, the Haile Tilte de Kure, Hilka, which is Esri Ribua, Zori Hoigo Hamakite, so Hoigo Hamakite Sovietly is Esri Biao. Esri Biao. In other words, in order to have a diameter of 8, what's the significance of a diameter of 8? So if you have the two diameters together, the two diameters together, so will be 16. So that will be the counterpart of the perimeter of a Mehub of Dalal Dalet. What is the perimeter of a Mehub of Dalal Dalet? 16. So here, if you can inscribe a Mehub in which the diagonal will be 8, that means the diameter will be 8. So then each side of the Mehub will have to be 5 3/5, approximately. So then the diameter will be 8, and the diameter is 8, so the circumference must be as rabba. Yes, as rabba.
Is there a story behind why two diameters equals a perimeter of it should be considered a perimeter? It should be more like four diameters.
Like four. I mean, you can draw an infinite number of diameters. I mean, you can draw many diameters.
Okay.
Why four? It's just in the Hubel you have four. But in the Hubel you have sides that are delineated, you see. You have the sides, these are the extremities. But in the circle, which is circular, so you don't have sides that are delineated. But if you draw one horizontal, you know, through the center, a straight line, horizontal, and then vertical, and then you draw one horizontal, so these two diameters together will represent the perimeter. That's what the Rabbon of Yisra said. So then the Gemara says, V'loi, tokachaziron delehavet kolahai. In other words, that means that, so it's not a question of mathematics.